Hello everyone. So this is my first time using Anchor in my efforts to become a podcasting legend, and I'm pretty excited about it. So I decided that I would start doing some sort of podcast using this app, mostly because it's super convenient and I really like to talk and I like to have a way to release it pretty easily. So today we're going to be talking A Wrinkle in Time. So I've been seeing a lot of movies recently. I think a lot of people have. I know here at the University of Michigan, they just opened up the State Theater a few months back, and now students have no reason not to be seeing all the newest movies because it's right in the middle of campus and tickets are $8, which, I don't know, it's a weird concept to me to spend $8 on a movie just to see it once, but it's better than spending $15 to see it once, so I'm all in. And there's been lots of really great movies this year. I saw I, Tonya and Call Me By Your Name and Lady Bird was another one. And they were all great movies. But I think what I've been really missing is some sci-fi mindfuck, like what is happening sort of movie. So when I saw the trailer for A Wrinkle in Time, I got so excited about it. I'm also a huge fan of Tron Legacy from a few years ago, probably now coming up on 8 or 9 years ago. It was not recent, but that's the last really good sci-fi movie I think that Disney has made. And I know it wasn't received super well. It's actually one of my favorite movies, but I know a lot of people don't love it, which is totally fine. But I kind of, when I saw the trailer for A Wrinkle in Time, it made me think of that. And that's one of the reasons why I was super, super excited to see it. Of you wondering what A Wrinkle of Time is about, I know seeing the trailer, I was like, I don't know anything about this movie except that it looks really trippy and it's featuring Oprah and Reese Witherspoon and Mindy Kaling and all these people and Zach Galifianakis, which is very random to me. And I left the trailer thinking that, so I know a lot of people might be really confused what this movie's about. And frankly, even after watching it for 2 hours, I still don't know much about it except that it is a really trippy movie featuring Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, and Zach Galifianakis. You know, that's not to say it was a bad movie. I did really enjoy it, but I think that most of the reasons I enjoyed it were from the production value and the acting rather than the storyline itself. If I had to summarize it, though, it would be something akin to girl has a very troubled childhood, loses her dad, and goes on an intergalactic, interdimensional journey with the help of these three odd women who kind of show up out of nowhere to find her father. Along the way, bringing her little brother, who is maybe about 6 years old, but seems to be a complete genius for unexplained reasons, and her high school crush, who was kind of just at the right place at the right time. And I don't really mean to spoil the movie, so I guess I won't say what ends up happening, but they, you know, have an adventure. And I'm all about adventure, you know? I'm watching this being like, oh my gosh, what I would give to meet Reese Witherspoon, who looked so amazing with that hairstyle, and just be able to literally fly on her back through the sky. There's this whole scene where she turns into this like lettuce monster, basically. And I guess monster is a bad connotation, you know, respect for all living creatures. So she wasn't a monster. She was more just like this big flying piece of lettuce that everyone could just jump on. And she was great. Oprah essentially played God in this movie, which is interesting. I'm really happy that for anyone to be casted as God, it was Oprah, because I mean, who wouldn't be satisfied with that? And then Mindy Kaling's character was kind of there as this like philosophical edge to just be this weird woman with this odd style who only talks in proverbs. So she'll be like, you know, hump me, fuck me, dead berry make me choke, cupcake, American. Like she just says a quote and says who it's quoting and where they're from. And that's what she talks in. No cupcake quotes, but I just, you know, I think that demonstrates it a little better. She used a lot of Gandhi quotes, which it's like, okay. But yeah, I don't know. It was kind of odd. I kind of didn't see the point of her character in this movie, but I also have not read the book, so I can't speak on that any further. I don't know. I couldn't help thinking the entire time I was watching this movie how badly I would love to do some really hard drugs in this movie and just sit with my friends and stare at the beauty of these changing worlds. It's kind of similar to like Inception-y, kind of like the world is like rippling, and it's super, super Alice in Wonderland, super, super inviting people to do pretty hallucinogenic drugs and watch it. So I don't know. I think for that purpose, it's going to be great for people. I think for people who are a fan of the actresses and actors who are in the movie, I was going to say actors, but it's mostly the women who shine in this movie. They're going to love it too because they have, people to watch that, they're very respected in Hollywood. And as I said, the production value is really great, but I just really don't understand the plot. That was the first thing my friend said as we were leaving the theater. It's like, this is not one of those movies that you can really like question, like, oh, that doesn't really make any sense. Like, there's plot holes galore. It doesn't really make any sense. But I guess if you suspend your disbelief and realize that it's a children's movie, maybe you'll be less critical than I'm being. I was also pretty upset with some of the outward bullying that happened to this girl that just honestly didn't make any sense. I'm lucky enough to say both my parents are both alive and well and happy and together, and so I never had to deal with the death of a parent or anything similar to that. And I'm not envious of those who do, because that sounds like a very traumatic thing to go through. And her dad disappeared, and all the kids at school would bully her about it pretty hard. I just have never seen, like, why is that an interesting thing to bully her about? It's not like an insecurity of hers, like about herself, that you'd bully, like, oh, you're fat, you're ugly. It's more like your dad is a shitty person. Like, what a weird thing for all the kids at school to be like chanting to her when she's in gym class. And when she would retaliate about it, which, was pretty justified, I would say. The school and her parent, I should say, not her dad, because dad's missing, but her mother would just kind of yell at her and be like, you need to apologize to these people. And it's just like, oh my gosh, what a frustrating thing to watch. Like, this girl literally was doing nothing wrong. And so that was a little frustrating for me, from like a believable perspective, because I guess I never dealt with bullying like that, but I'm a gay man and I never dealt with that kind of chanting. And especially that would make more sense, I would feel, for someone to be like, oh, you're whatever, because that's an insecurity of my own. But I don't know, it didn't resonate with me very well. I also had the absolute displeasure of sitting in the theater next to an entire group of elderly women who came to watch the movie, which, I mean, comes with the territory because it's a PG Disney movie. I think a lot of that attracts an older audience as well, which is, great. Love old people. Love people of all shapes and kinds. But they were very frustrated by me and my millennial ass friend, and I'm also a millennial ass myself, who. I had this emergency phone call in the middle of the movie, and they gave me these glares as I was getting up to take it. And it's like, I could just take it here and let you listen to my conversation about my apartment mate being locked out of the apartment. But I'm not gonna inconvenience you that way. A lot of, me getting a little comfy in my recliner, this bougie ass movie seat recliner, and the woman next to me was not having any of it. Even they were giving dirty looks when my friend was eating her M&Ms, which is like, we're at a movie theater, popcorn's louder actually, so you should be thanking us, honestly. So that wasn't my favorite part of the movie. Weirdly enough, the theater wasn't super crowded, even though it was opening night of a pretty big deal movie. I think everyone's just torrenting now, which is bad, right? I don't know. I don't know much about that, so I can't speak about that, but yeah, I don't know. My experience in the theater was subpar, but the theater itself is great and the movie was great. So overall, a decent experience. I think one thing you'll learn about me as these episodes continue is I like to have opinions about things, but I'm very fickle and my opinions change a lot. So even throughout me recording this, it seems that I've gone from a more negative perspective to a more positive perspective. I don't know. I thought it was a beautiful movie. I just thought it didn't make any sense, and I don't know if I'd see it again. I probably will. I really liked it, but I also hated it, What a funky transition that was. All right, so moving on, I'm gonna do one more thing before I end this trial episode. I need to clarify that this is unscripted. I'm kind of just speaking into the microphone and trying out this Anchor app to see if I could use it for future podcasts. Hopefully my future podcasts will be a little more relevant and a little more entertaining. But I'm now going to try this new feature where apparently I can share a Spotify track. I can't imagine this making sense when it comes to copyright, but either way, I decided that I will show you one of my songs of this week. I can't even like really pronounce the name of it. I'm going to play you a clip and then I'm going to try to pronounce it. But essentially, I just got back from my Atlanta trip where I was with my friend Tomas, and he and I are both really into Eurodance music, which is crazy to meet people who are, because my whole life I thought I was so weird for liking this music, and it's always weird meeting people that make you feel a little more normal. But either way, he was showing me lots of fun Eurovision clips, and I'm really into Eurovision right now, so this is probably one of my favorite Eurovision songs. I'm really into it. It's not a recent track by any means, but here goes. All right, so that was the Dancing Lasha Tumbai. I guess I can't. I have to put the whole song in, which is kind of awkward, but hey, now you got that song stuck in your head, hopefully. I'm thinking it'd be really cool to make a cut of that, like that beginning accordion part, and make that like my transition or like my intro of the show. So I think I'm gonna work on that. But either way, I hope you enjoyed the song. When I was recording that first part, I didn't think it would play the whole song, and wow, I'm really kind of happy it did, but also kind of like, wow, that's probably really frustrating. to listen to. But either way, I'm learning German right now in my life, and this is a fun song for me because like they're just shouting German numbers the whole time, and so I love it because I can like listen to it and like kind of know what they're saying, and it makes me feel really smart. I'm the first person to admit that. And yeah, I want to make a whole podcast episode about my German learning experience, which I have a lot to talk about, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and start to wrap up this episode. I hope you enjoyed this pretty boring, all over the place podcast today. I promise I'm normally a little more funny and a little more put together than this, but I wanted to try out this app called Anchor. Anchor is an iOS app. I might be on Android and stuff as well, that popped up in my app store, and essentially it's used to very conveniently record podcasts and distribute them on Apple Music, Spotify, etc. And I wanted to jump on that because I think that's pretty cool. I don't know if there's finer print when it comes to that, but I guess I'll find out when I try releasing this episode. As always, you can find me online. My socials are Brady Math, BradyMath, because I love math so much. And my name is Brady. And that's on Twitter and Instagram. So feel free to tweet me, check out my Instagram stories. I'm kind of an Instagram whore a little bit. And yeah, I will see you all next week in an episode that's a little more put together, which I will officially call my pilot episode. But yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.